Hello. Good morning. Oh, how I wish I could back to being young again. And no, this is not because I want all the things that I was able to do in my heady young days. It's not because I long to go back to my days of attending school or college and playing football on the school team on Saturday. And it's not because I want to live my late night parties again, or the carefree strolls to nowhere over a balmy summer evening. And it's obviously not because I want to compete on my computer games or those weird consoles we see around us, because they never existed in my young days. No, not for any of these reasons. So why then do I yearn to go back to my young days? My answer may surprise you. Because I want to go to the days when there was more certainty about. You know that you had to go to school in a uniform. You knew that the school teachers will be well-dressed, whether they are man or woman. You knew that the head teacher was stern and a no-nonsense person. And yes, because you knew that if you do bad things, you will have detentions. And if you repeat them, you will have a caning. And since you are now dying to know whether this graceful old speaker did have canings in his days, the answer is yes, I did. And sadly, or cheekily, more than once. And then you go to college, and the professors are venerated, nay, worshipped. The tutorials, sometimes boring, but always useful, and so on. In my young days, we cared about our hairdo, whether we were boys or girls. And we enjoyed any opportunity, and there were not many, to be showing off in the presence of girls, especially as they were usually demure and, at least in appearance, shy. Well, all these days are gone. Teachers these days come to school in any simple attire, whether they are man or woman. The head teacher is busy making sure the school doesn't run over budget because there's no new money available. And the college professors are disheveled, as this is a sign of them being too absorbed and engrossed in their subject material. However, I always felt that there were some situations where the old-style conservative attitude towards dress and appearance still is observed. One of these situations was our respectable parliament. Not so long ago, and here my young listeners may be surprised, the sessions of parliament were not televised. We could only hear the proceedings on the radio or voice only on television. The televising of the Commons is not as old as television, and you may be surprised to know that the first time Parliament discussed televising its proceedings was in 1964. This was rejected. Again, in 1972, a further debate on the subject was also rejected, and yet again in 1975. It took until the 8th of December 1983 when the first viewing of the House of Lords made its debut, with a spirited address by the then Earl Stockton, better known as Harold Macmillan, the previous Conservative Prime Minister, famed for his statement, "You have never had it so good." He ranted against the Labour governments of the time and its economic policy. So, are you surprised? Well, I'm not, because I was there, and many of you were not even born then. In my view, it was a good move that Parliament is televised. It brings it close to ordinary me and you. At the same time, colour television was by then well developed. And this brings me back to the first part of my talk, because up until that time or thereabouts, there was a good measure of certainty about things around us. Part of this certainty was that members of Parliament would appear well-dressed while in session. At least they had a jacket and a tie. Well, sadly, even this certainty has now evaporated. For only a few weeks ago, we saw our respected Speaker of the House of Commons, the erstwhile John Bercow, allowing an MP to take off his tie while speaking in session. Well, I thought, whatever next. Will he allow women MPs to attend sessions in their bikinis? Naughty, aren't I? At least for you young people, there's still hope that you will be glued to the Parliament session in the not-too-distant future. I am not so sure I'll still be around. But if you do enjoy feasting your eyes, just remember who told you that first. As for my female listeners, I believe I can offer a good prediction as well. How about the joy of watching male members of the Parliament muscling into the chamber, not with their speeches, but with their bronzed and muscular torsos, ever eager to enter the arena of debate with fists and brawn, as well as brains and eloquence. There. How about that for a prediction? John Bercow or his successor will act as the referee, and like any referee in any sports game, will have his or her share of criticism, and the members of Parliament will come rushing to the podium to admonish him or her. In all my musings here, I'm beginning to wonder what the offside rules will be when all this happens. I leave all this to my dear listeners. Please feed back to me your views. In the meantime, you can see why I started by saying that things appear to be losing their certainty in our time. Good or bad, I don't know. You tell me. Goodbye.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with The Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.